The protein was mixed with binders such as potato starch, oil, salt, and other flavours, so that it resembled the taste and texture of a burger. Paleo's patent claims the myoglobin causes a range of chemical reactions between other ingredients in the burger, producing flavours that are obtainable in no other way. Mr. Sanctorum, for his part, says Mammoth Burgers taste more intense than beef. The firm raised €12 million, that's $13.1 million, in its first funding round in February, and hints its Mammoth meat will be publicly available soon. Several vegan burger makers and an Ice Age theme park are reportedly interested. Paleo is not the only company exploring Mammoth meat. Vow, an Australian company, says it has made a volleyball-sized lump of the stuff by injecting engineered mammoth myoglobin into lab-grown stem cells derived from sheep. Geltor, a startup that has raised more than $100 million, opted for a different extinct elephantine species. It took sequenced mastodon DNA and used it to produce collagen, a protein found in skin and tendons. The stuff was eventually turned into gelatine for gummy sweets. And it is not just extinct animals that companies think might prove valuable. Heckles, a British cosmetics firm, is attempting to engineer scents from extinct flowers for use in perfumes. Geltor has also produced human collagen for use in the cosmetics business. Perhaps engineering some from a celebrity's DNA would be a hit.